emphasis, situational football. A lot of third down, a lot of red zone, green zone. We didn't get any two-minute in today, but a lot of situational football otherwise.
Your overall impression of OTAs?
Well, they're finished. It's good to have 8 weeks in. Looking forward to minicamp next week. But we made a lot of progress. We got a lot of teaching and learning done. That's the goal. And looks like we have some chemistry going.
Anything different from what you do in OTAs and what you do in minicamp?
We'll make the day a little bit longer, take our time a little bit more. But everything's in from a teaching and learning standpoint. We just have to polish it up. Get a little bit longer on the field on Wednesday. But other than that, it's really just an extension of the off-season program the last week.
What makes you say that it looks like the chemistry is coming along?
Well, we have a lot of new players that we introduced to the offense, defense, and special team systems, and they're making progress, learning to work together.
You expect everyone to be there? Obviously, it's mandatory.
Yeah, sure. I expect everyone to be here. I'm not spending the time talking about attendance, but yeah, it's mini camp. We look forward to everyone being here next week.
Do you know one of the guys?
I'm not going
to
talk about attendance.
Have you talked to him though?
I'm not talking about attendance. I keep our personal conversations personal.
And now that
you're through OTAs, what has another name been shown? I think again, we're excited about the young man. He has a tremendous skill set to do a lot of different things for you. He shows that he's willing as a blocker. Now we have to get some pads on him and get his fundamentals right there. He's a conscientious young man. He works hard at football. He seems to enjoy it. He does a nice job in the meetings at this point, and I think he'll get better as time goes on. But a lot of times success in this business nowadays, meetings are pretty important. The good players do well in meetings and can take it onto the field because there's just not as much time on the field as there used to be.
Well, Mr. Wadi got to spend some time with the first team today. How do you think he responded?
He jumped right in there, didn't miss a beat. You know, fundamentally, he's still got a lot of things that he needs to work on, but assignment-wise, he was sharp.
Is Jaron Jones playing offense today? Is that a position switch for him or just something you're trying
out? He's a flexible young man. We look at our guys a bunch of different ways in the offseason. We have some position flex periods in there. We like to train them and see what they can do to give them an opportunity to stick in this league. And we took a look at him the last couple of days in a white jersey.
What has Adam Gettis done? I mean, he had that preseason game last year that kind of stood out as a struggle. And what has he done to sort of earn your trust back?
Well, he had like a lot of these guys, they go through some rough moments, but they bounce back, and he's a guy that's bounced back. He's a strong, physical, combative player. And, he's done a nice job acclimating himself to the system, to the building, and with the rest of the offense. Yeah, again, he's working with a lot of new players, working on a chemistry and developing the chemistry. And, he'll pick things up here as we get headed on into training camp in the preseason. And, he's out here. He has certain things that he wants to work on as he works through the off-season program. And he's made some progress.
Is any of Eric Flowers, better fitness, better conditioning, a little lost weight, has any of that translated to the field yet, in your opinion? Have you seen anything?
Again, yeah, it has. He's in tremendous condition. You can see it from as practice goes on, especially in the no-huddle period when the ones run back out there for the second time. He's in better condition, so his feet move a little bit better. His technique's a little bit better. And again, it's still early. We need to get the pads on these guys, especially the big guys, and see how they come along with their fundamentals. But it definitely shows.
Sometimes when a guy gets tired, he loses some of his fundamentals. Can that help him?
Yeah, every when they get tired, they lose it. They lose fundamentals. They lose the bendability, the timing, the rhythm in their technique, everything. Pad level, it all suffers.
What is Roger Lewis's status with his arrest over the weekend?
We're going to let the process take care of itself. It's a legal process right now.
David Tyree had said that he'd heard a different story. Have you heard a different story than what was?
We're going to let the legal process play itself out.
What was your reaction when you heard that?
We'll let the legal process play itself out. We got to make sure we put ourselves in good situations.
And you had a lot of young guys jump in and take advantage of the absences of other guys. Did anybody in particular kind of stand out to you? Did you like the effort you saw?
I like our first year players, and I like our rookie crew right here. I think we have a bunch of young players that are going to make a push for playing time and create a very competitive camp. To single a guy out right now, again, I want to make sure we get pads on before I start to do that.
There's a lot of two tight ends out there. And how much have you done that more this offseason? If so, how much?
No, not we. Our count's pretty much the same as far as, you know, who we have by position. They may be a little bit different than years past. But we have multiple tight end sets. We have five working today. We have six. We have a couple fullbacks in there. So, again, we're going to take a look at those guys. And the only way you can take a look at them is if you play multiple tight end position groups. But we'll see how it goes.
How much do you feel you're deeper at that position this year?
I think we have one less there than we had last year. So, but I think we have top to bottom. I think it's a competitive group. I think we have guys with different skill sets. And they're comfortable in their roles, and they're willing to grow into other roles if need be.
Where have you seen Andrew Adams improve at since last season to now?
I just think the confidence and the communication part of things. He's gone through it a year, so that helps. He's had some success, and it'll be encouraging to see him with the pads come when the pads come on and get into the preseason game.
Did you notice
his calf been a problem at all this during these OTAs?
Rhett's sore, so we're being smart with him.
Yeah. Have Odell and Olivier Vernon told you that they expect that they're going to be here next week?
I told you I'm not talking about attendance.
You have different levels of experience in the quarterback room. How can it all benefit?
Yeah, I think it starts with 10. Always has, always will, and he does a nice job getting things going in the room. He's not afraid to discuss what he knows, and that helps the other guys come along. He's very giving in that regard, and I think the younger guys in the room are chomping at the bit to get out there and show what they know, what they can do, and the throws they can make. It's a very competitive room, an exciting room to be a part of.
Thank